Australia could lose thousands of jobs and billions of dollars from a single cyber attack, according to a recent report by a government cyber agency. Experts are strongly urging the government to increase the country's cybersecurity network. Sarah Richards reports.
The Digital Trust Report by the Aus Cyber Reports claims a partial four-week digital disruption could result in over 163,000 job losses and cost the economy $30 billion. While the pandemic has forced more of everyday life and work online, it brings into question how secure is Australia's cyber network. Aus Cyber CEO Michelle Price says the Australian economy relies heavily on online interactions, underscoring the importance of cybersecurity.
Well, extremely dependent now, of course, and that's what the report is talking about. So, you know, at the end of the day, when we see that, you know, on those stats that talks about the fact that around about $1 trillion of the gross economic output of the economy relies on digital activity, that's what's at stake in terms of our digital infrastructure and data not being secured. So cybersecurity is now critically important to the economy. It's not a nice to have, it is a must.
Ms. Price says because we're so highly interconnected, a single digital disruption could lead to a domino effect impacting on other areas of the economy.
This is all in part because of how interconnected systems are now. And so if you had one disruption happening in one part of the economy, be the FPOS machines of a supermarket, that could then have knock-on effects to other systems, such as payroll, such as supply chain management. And so, you know, this kind of ends up with a bit of a domino effect is what that's getting at. Some of these things have started to occur in the past, coming out of, in some way, shape or form, coming out of a pandemic. All of the infrastructure that was developed to enable people to work from home and be educated from home has exposed a lot of vulnerabilities that could be exploited.
The Senior Fellow for Cyberspace and Future at the International Institute for Strategic Studies, Greg Austin, says overall, Australia's online security measures are weak.
Very important to have a strong cybersecurity infrastructure to defend against criminal attacks in peacetime, but also to prepare for major attacks by another country in a political crisis or in wartime. So it's very important to have that capability. Does Australia have it? It has it in certain parts of the national security establishment. So the Australian Signals Directorate probably has strong cybersecurity, but by and large, the country, through the corporations, state governments, and small and medium enterprises has only weak cybersecurity.
Senior Research Fellow with the Centre for AI and Digital Ethics at the University of Melbourne, Kobe Lyons, says, as our lives move more online because of COVID-19, we need to consider cybersecurity more.
Working online provides a lot of opportunities. We're seeing a lot of benefits where people can have more flexibility, spend more time with their families. But there are also, obviously, risks just being online, and with the expedited rush to get everything online, there were some concerns. For example, a lot of companies were moving to Zoom, which is fairly easily penetrable. They've changed some of those settings. In education, our children are now spending a lot of time on their devices, so we need to give more thought to how to protect them from predators, but also to make sure that the systems that they're using are secure and safe. So the answer is that we just need to give it more thought as we're spending more presence and more of our lives are becoming digital.
Ms. Price says cyber criminals do take advantage of people's vulnerabilities during a crisis.
Just like criminals will take advantage of an unlocked car or take advantage of something that's been left behind on a park bench, for example, a wallet or a phone, and that they just take it, that's also what happens in cyberspace, that if there are unsecured infrastructure or data lying around the internet, criminals and other types of malicious actors will just go and take it. But also, they will take advantage of crises and vulnerabilities that are introduced because of crises to be able to pursue their own goals.
Mr. Austin says the Australian government needs to invest in cyber education to protect the country and create a strong digital foundation.
A new cybersecurity strategy is due any moment. It's been under preparation for over a year. The government recently announced large amounts of money being invested in cybersecurity. But at the end of the day, the government has shown itself unwilling to invest in cybersecurity education in the way that it needs to if it wants to move forward rapidly in protecting the country in cyberspace and creating a better digital foundation for the Australian economy.
And that was Senior Fellow for Cyber, Space and Future at the International Institute for Strategic Studies, Greg Austin, ending that story by Sarah Richards.